First, may I wish you all the blessings of the Feast of Pentecost, this feast which brings to close the great season of Eastertide. Father John David called me rather earlier this morning to say that he was had a very bad night and was in no fit condition to say Mass this morning. And so he said, could I possibly come and fill in for him, which I was only too glad to do. He'd prepared the sermon. It will be available online this week. I hadn't prepared a sermon, but I want to say a few things. But first of all, I want to admit to something. I'm not sure if it's a sin or a miracle, that I'm actually bilocating this morning, because if you look online, I am the celebrant this morning at St. Thomas Fifth Avenue at 11 o'clock. It was pre-recorded. I'm in two places at once, so perhaps a miracle of Pentecost 2020. And my God, we need a miracle, don't we? We need a miracle. These are troubling and difficult and unsettling times, and I could not say anything this morning in this situation, because the fact last night there were riots in Brooklyn, and it's been a terrible week, a week with a total lack of leadership from the president, incident after incident, which really disturb us all, and all in the midst of this terrible virus, which is gnawing at our souls, I think, as the weeks go by into months. And there doesn't seem to be much end in sight, although some of the country's opening up, yet we hear of spikes of infection and so on and so forth. And so it's not an easy time to be alive. It's not an easy time to be a Christian. It's not an easy time to celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit to the church. But as we think about this great gift from God, several things have stand out. The classic images that we heard in the reading from Acts, wind and fire and tongues, languages, very powerful images each in themselves. I was just thinking of wind, and I was in the rectory here during Sandy on my own. It was the most frightening one of the most frightening times of my life, is that huge wind rocked those trees, those ginkgo trees out the front of the rectory, like were going like this. I thought any moment they're going to crash into the rectory. The wind, it can be a gentle breeze, but it can be a bloody mighty wind that blows the dickens out of us and can cause great destruction. That wind of God can be a wind of judgment as well as a wind of refreshment. So just keep that in mind. And then the fire, well, I was in Australia earlier this year, and there were those terrible wildfires going on in the forests, and animals being burnt, and people and property, and we saw it on the television. And we're familiar with the wildfires in California. Fire is such a powerful thing. And again, in the Old Testament, of course, it's a figure of judgment. You read Joel and Malachi, and it's a figure of judgment, the cleansing. And it's a marvellous image to keep in our minds at this present time. And the other one is that gift of tongues, which has always been slightly confusing. Beautifully read, by the way, all those funny places, you know. It was the gift of languages for the whole world, the then known world. But last night, you know how you have those nights on television, at present we seem to be watching a lot of shows and sort of catching up, and I don't know what I watched last night, but it came to an end, as it were. I think I was watching Downton Abbey by 11 o'clock, which is pretty desperate, having seen it three times. But suddenly I switched on to Margaret Hoover in Firing Line. And who was she talking to but Robert George from Princeton and Cornel West with his wonderful hair from Harvard. And it was pre-recorded, I think it was in early February, so it was before all the current time. But they were talking about particularly freedom of speech, and particularly the experience in academia at present, you know, where the left and the right are equally sort of suppressing the freedom of the other side to say anything. And so there's this sort of deadlock between the left and the right, and the voice of progression, the voice of conservatism, and they're saying how troubling this is. And Robert George is probably a conservative intellectual, and Cornel West, a very much progressive intellectual, but the two of them have a great friendship. And what was really interesting, because just on the news before, we were seeing footage of Minneapolis and Atlanta, and then later on the news was coming through from Brooklyn, riots all associated with racism, particularly as experienced recently, yet again, may I say, in Minneapolis. I'd only forgotten that Australian woman who was gunned down, who called 9/11, she was in Minneapolis, same police force. It's not just a racial thing, it's simply badly prepared police, I'm afraid, and something needs to be done about that. But however, Cornel West said, he said that the real issue is that we need to listen to each other instead of shouting at each other. He said, everyone's shouting, the left and the right, and shouting at each other, and no one is paying attention to what the other person is saying. And he says, what we need is a gift of listening. And I read somewhere about Pentecost, it wasn't simply a gift of languages, of tongues, a gift of communication, but a gift of communication that included the gift of listening. To listening to the Spirit of God, to listening to each other, to our fellow human beings. And my God, don't we need that gift right now? In this country, in our communities, in our churches, and in our hearts. Because Cornel West and Robert George, and they're two of the leading intellectuals in this country, both said it starts in here, at pointing to themselves. Because each of us harbours thoughts which are not good. We all of us are guilty of the gift of racism, of prejudice, of ignorance about issues and around issues. And I say that very strongly because I'm an Australian-American, so I inherit the racism of this country, but my God, there's plenty of racism in my own country. And racism can go both ways. For those of you who've lived in other parts of the world, it can be in between communities, as well as from majorities to minorities. So, having said all that, let our prayer today be that the wind of the Spirit, well, first of all, blow away this virus. That would be my number one friend. I'm so sick of it all, and we need to get back to some normalcy of life. May the fire of the Spirit cleanse our nation and our community, our churches and our hearts. Cleanse, refresh and renew our life as communities and as individuals. And may the word of the Spirit open our ears. Open our ears to hear God's word of truth and of justice, of love and compassion. Spirit of the living God, refresh, revive, renew our lives, the lives of our nation and of our churches, with your Holy Spirit. Amen.